Tonight's shiur is on this week's parsha, Parshas Miketz, and the title of the shiur tonight is How Yosef Became Viceroy. So tonight we're going to look at this week's parsha and try to analyze through the psukim if there's a more natural way to describe how such a crazy, unpredictable event took place, where Yosef came from slavery and ended up becoming viceroy. So of course, the classic answer is that it's hashgacha, it's divine intervention. But maybe we can see an element in the psukim that would indicate a more natural reason, or a more, I guess, psychological reason as to why or how Yosef rose to this level of leadership. So if we look in source number one, we're just going to read through a couple of psukim. But in source number one, this is in the introduction of Paro to Yosef. And source number one is Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Tes Vav. It says, Vayomer Paro al Yosef, Chalom Chalamti, Ufoser Enoso, Vanishamati Alechale, Mor Tishma Chalom of Toroso. So Paro meets Yosef for the first time, and he explains about the dream that he had, and he doesn't have anybody to answer or to uncover the dream. And I heard that you're able to interpret dreams. And in Tes Zayin, it says, Vayan Yosef es Paro Lemor, Biladai, Elokim Yaneh Shalom Paro. So the first thing that Yosef says to Paro is that it's not me, it's not I, but Hashem is going to see to Paro's welfare. So that's the first encounter between Paro and Yosef. He explains that that he is really, it's not him that's interpreting the dreams, but it's really Hashem. So if you look in Rashi, in source number two, he says, Biladai, Rashi on this pasuk, Ein hachachma mishali, Elokim ya'aneh. Yitain aniya b'fi l'shalom paro. So there's two parts to what Yosef is saying. One is that I don't have the chachma. The chachma is not mine to interpret dreams. And rather, it's from Hashem. And also, Hashem will answer me. He'll put the words into my mouth for the welfare and the benefit of Paro. So in the first impression that Yosef gives off to Paro, he says two things. One is, I am not a chacham. It's not me. And the second is that Hashem, who is really the interpreter of dreams, will place the information in my mouth to interpret your dreams. Okay, so that's interesting. And if you look in source number three, the Radak says something similar. And we're going to explain how these psukim work together. But look in source number three. It says, Biladai zulasi. It's not my own. Liftoro so lefi sichli. Same, similar as Rashi. It's not my intelligence. It's not mine to interpret your dream. Elohim yaneh shalom. Vehu yikimenu l'shalom lach. He will provide an answer for your benefit. Uperish Yanek mo mane besimchas libo. Mane can mean provide. He provides joy in his heart. Shechafetu mechavin b'shalom paro. So one thing that Yosef is saying that is that Hashem cares about the welfare of Paro. O she yosim befi pisrono l'shalom paro. V'hu aderech u'mehashem mane lashon. And the second explanation is the same as Rashi, that really Hashem is going to put the words into Yosef's mouth and the interpretation into Yosef's mouth. So what is the reason why Yosef says this? Why does he resort to Hashem immediately right away? Why doesn't he just say, you know, I can interpret your dreams. I will interpret your dreams. So that's what's interesting about the psukim. And we see this theme throughout Yosef's interaction with Paro. He says many times it's Hashem. So if you look in source number four, and right after the dreams are told to him, the first response that Yosef has to Paro is, Vayomer Yosef el Paro, Chalom Paro Echad Hu, Es Asher HaElokim Oseh Higil LeFaro. So not only in the first impression, or the first encounter with Paro, does Yosef mention that Hashem is really the source of interpretation and not himself, but he mentions it again after the dreams are told to him. He says, HaElokim Es Asher HaElokim Oseh Higil LeFaro. So he keeps mentioning Hashem, and he keeps mentioning the role of Hashem in this process. And if you look at the Rashbam in source number five, it says, Asher Elokim Oseh, Ma She'asid Lasos Higil LeFaro. That which will come about in the future will be told to Paro. Ki Al HaMelech Tluyim Takanos HaMalchus. So the English explanation is this, is that when one king is speaking to another king, that's what he's saying to Paro, seeing that the king is charged with making provisions. Meaning that Yosef, when he says, Es Asher Elokim Oseh, he's saying, oh, one king, meaning Hashem the king, is speaking to another king, Paro, because Paro will be in charge of deciding how to deal with this situation. So again, Yosef mentions Hashem in his interactions with Paro. One is in his first impression, and the second is when he's actually beginning to interpret the dreams. And then we see it again in source number 6. And Pasuk Chav Ches. Hu adavar asher dibarti al Paro asher Elokim oseh hera es Paro. So he says, this is the thing that I spoke to Paro saying, that which Hashem is going to do is showing to Paro. Again, he mentions God to Paro. Why does he mention Hashem so much? Look in the Sfarno. It says, Hu adavar inyan arav hahu. He's referring to the famine. Hadavar she'amarti shehigid lafaro. Kedei shalotikari sa'aretz bera'av. So the idea is that Yosef is telling Paro this information so that the Mitzrayim isn't destroyed by famine. Heraz Paro shnei hasava lehodio b'ma yoshias amo min arav. He's showing Paro the good years to try to indicate what will happen in the future and how to save the country from the years of famine. So the first idea in this year is tied to the fact that we see that Yosef is constantly mentioning Ho'elokim to Paro. He mentions it in the first impression that he makes to Paro. He mentions it after he explains the dream is explained to him. And then in source number 6, he mentions it again. And then in source number 8, look at source number 8, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Val hishanos hachalom el paro pamayim, ki nachona davar me'im ha'elokim, u'maher elokim la'asoso. So again, he says the fact that the dream was doubled, Paro's dream was doubled, is teaching us that this will happen quickly, and Hashem will do this soon. So again, he mentions Hashem. He keeps mentioning Hashem, but Paro was a pagan, and he was an idolater, and he didn't believe in Hashem. So why does Yosef keep mentioning Hashem? What is the idea of mentioning Hashem? Okay, so I think that the first idea in the Shir, which is basically the question is, how did Yosef become viceroy? Aside from the Hashgacha that was involved, was there a psychological method that Yosef was using? And I think the first idea in the Psukim indicate that. See, the first idea that Yosef is expressing to Paro is humility. And he's showing Paro that he is not his challenger. He's not going to challenge Paro. He is not smarter than Paro. Eina chachma mishali, saying, I don't even have any wisdom. The wisdom is not mine. So the first idea that Yosef is demonstrating psychologically in trying to encounter Paro is showing his humility, showing that he doesn't view himself as an important person, that the chachma, he's not intrinsically wise, it's outside of himself. So the first impression, or Yosef was very intelligent in this encounter, and he's trying to express two things to Paro. One is, I'm not a threat to you, I don't know anything. He's showing off his humility. And the second idea is the idea of Paro feeling special, meaning it's true that Paro didn't believe in Hashem or he was an idolater, but when you say to somebody else, my God cares about you, Hashem cares about you, he wants you to be good, he wants your welfare, he's interested in your welfare, Yaneh Shalom Paro, like the beginning, the first pasuk in Yosef's encounter is Vayan Yosef El Par Es Paro Lemor Biladai Elokim Yaneh Shalom Paro. So there's two ideas being expressed. One is the humility of Yosef, and the second idea is that Hashem cares about Paro, that he wants Paro to benefit from this information. So Yosef understood the psychology, the nature of a king on the level of Paro, a leader on the level of Paro, and he recognized that the best approach in approaching Paro was twofold, was this approach. One is expressing your humility, and it was natural for Yosef. I'm not saying that he was trying to manipulate the situation, but there is a psychological element to this story, which is that Yosef was expressing his utter humility in the first impression. And the second is that he was showing Paro that Hashem cares about him. That even if you don't believe in it, but nevertheless, a person feels special. They feel comforted when they feel like Hashem's concerned about them. And we know people feel like that nowadays as well. So that's a very powerful feeling. So Yosef is trying to tap into those two ideas, his humility and also the idea and the emotion that it would elicit in Paro that Hashem cares about him. And you see this also later on, as we saw in the Rashbam, the English interpretation of the Rashbam. In source number 5, he's saying one king is speaking to another king because it's up to the king to make provisions for the situation. Meaning that Yosef is showing Paro that Hashem respects him, that Hashem views him as an equal in some sense. Even though in reality, of course, Hashem's kingship is far greater and qualitatively distinct. But Yosef is expressing to Paro that there's a respect given to him by Hashem. It's not just that Hashem cares about his welfare, but he views him as a king, and he respects his kingship. So again, Yosef is, in this encounter with Paro, there's highlighted and through the psukim the fact that Yosef is constantly mentioning Hashem, and that Hashem is telling Paro and letting Paro know this information is showing Paro that he's loved by Hashem, that he's cared for by Hashem. And the other idea is Yosef's humility, which is constantly expressed in this encounter. So that's the first idea in the interpretation or the explanation of the psukim as to how Yosef became viceroy. The first explanation or the first idea in the shir is that Yosef encountered Paro with a method that was successful. He encountered Paro by demonstrating that he was humble and that he wasn't a challenge to Paro. He wasn't challenging Paro at all. And the other thing is that second idea, that Hashem cares about him. And he knew that Paro would feel a certain emotional satisfaction from the fact that Hashem is concerned about his welfare and respects him. So those are the two approaches. But then we see even further, and we'll see a Ramban that highlights this idea. So we start off with that, and then in source number 8, he goes on, it says, "Valhi shanos ha-chalom el paro pamayim, ki nachona davar me'im alokem, u'memaher alokem lasoso." So then Yosef explains in his interpretation that the fact that the dream was doubled is an indication that the events will occur quickly. So now Paro should find a man who is discerning and wise and set him over Eretz Mitzrayim. Yasef Paro should do v'yafked pekidim ala aretz, and he should set up overseers on the land. V'chimeshes Eretz Mitzrayim b'sheva shnei hasava, and he should organize the land and all the crops in the land in the times, the good times. V'yikbetzu es kol ochel ashanim atavos haba'osa ele v'yitzbru var tachas yad Paro ochel b'arim shamaru. And then Yosef tells Paro about this plan, that they should store up the food underneath Paro, and they'll guard it. V'haya ochel l'figadon la'aretz l'sheva shnei ra'av asher tiena be'aretz Mitzrayim v'lo sikares la'aretz be'ra'av. And therefore, when there's good years, they'll save up the food for the bad years. And when there's famine, they'll be able to save the land and save Mitzrayim. V'yitav adavar b'nei Paro v'nei kol avadav. So this was a good idea in the eyes of Paro and the eyes of his servants. Okay, so the first idea was how Yosef approaches Paro as a humble person in Anav, that Hashem cares about him. But now there's also some psychology here. What is the idea of Yosef expressing the plan in this way, the plan to save Mitzrayim in this way? There's a lot of interesting factors in just the pshat of the psukim. But before we get to the pshat, we'll just look at the Ramban. The Ramban says, Yere Faro ish navon v'chacham. So he says, Paro should find a man who's discerning and wise. Amar lo, sheitztarech l'ish navon v'chacham, sheyem emuna akol aretz. So Yosef's advice was that there should be a man who's smart, who's discerning, who's really appointed over Mitzrayim. B'yafkeid od pekidim tachtov, sheyelchu ba'aretz v'yikbutu asko ulcha. And then he should be in charge of other people who go around collecting food. Because Paro didn't have the ability to go around, and nor could one leader. So therefore, you have a whole system of collecting. So he says two things, that the person who's in charge should be a Navon and a Chacham. Navon sheyedal l'nahel im eretz Mitzrayim b'lechem l'fi ataf miyada v'lasas lehem k'dei chayusam v'yim kor hamosar l'aratzos ha'acheros l'esof osher umamon l'faro. So the first idea of Navon is the idea of trying to figure out a way to have enough for Mitzrayim to survive and also sell to the other lands so that Paro would gain money and benefit. V'chacham sheyedal l'kayim atvua shlo terkov. And the Chachma is in terms of making sure that the food doesn't rot. So you have to be able to store the food properly so that it doesn't rot, and you have to know the ingredients and the various things that store the food properly. Kigon chumtin, shehiskiru rabbeinu. Chumtin is a salty substance. V'akesav achayim emes hachanima, and silver dust they would use to store things. I don't know how that works, but that's what they use. V'chiyotibahen. The amru b'veshes rabba, iri behen afar v'kisomios. So in Bereshis Rabbah, in the Medrash, it says that Yosef would put dirt and sawdust, devarim shemekayimen es hatvua, sorry, the things that would make sure that the tvua would last. V'amar Yosef kol zeh bavur sheyivcharu oso. So this is interesting. So he says Yosef said all these things so that Paro would choose him. Ki hachacham einav berosho. Because the chacham is a person who sees the future and his eyes are in his head. Meaning, he tries to plan it out. how the future is going to occur. And he plans out for the future. So what do we see from the Ramban? So Ramban says another, similar to what we were saying, that Yosef had a plan here. He knew that Paro was going to choose somebody, and he was trying to set it up that Paro would choose him. But he did it in a way where it wasn't clear that he was referring to himself. And so how does he do it? So how is it indicative in the psukim of this plan of a chacham eina barosha, that a chacham sees the future and he's trying to figure out a way to not manipulate but to get Paro to choose him? So there's a lot of different methods. If you look in the psukim in pasuk lama gimel, he says ve'ata yirei Paro ish navon v'chacham. So he says that Paro should find somebody. So he's in charge. He's saying, Paro, you're in charge. You're the one who's going to be in charge. And then look at Lamed Daled. Ya'aseh Paro v'yafked pekidim ala aretz. Paro will do it, and Paro will set up overseers. Meaning, he keeps putting the onus on Paro. He keeps putting the power in Paro's hands for all this to happen. And then at the end, in Lamed Hey, he says, V'yitzbru bar tachas yad Paro. V'aya ochel l'figadon la'aretz l'shev shnei ha'ra'av. Asher tiena ba'aretz mitzrayim l'sikareis ha'ra'av ba'ra'av. V'yitav ador b'inei Paro. So Yosef, how did he do it? How did he pull this off, this move to becoming viceroy? So aside from appearing or giving off humility and expressing that Hashem was concerned about Paro, he's also, in the psukim, he's constantly putting power in the hands of Paro, that it's Paro who's in charge. V'ata yere Paro, that Paro's in charge. Yase Paro, Paro's going to be doing all this, and it's all for Paro's benefit. And in fact, the Ramban is really supporting this idea, because Yosef is hinting to Paro that his goal is to make as much money as possible for him, that he's going to figure out a way, that's the Navon, that he's going to figure out a way to support Mitzrayim and also sell the extra food to make money for Paro to become wealthier and wealthier. So what he's doing is he's feeding Paro's ego in the second part of the shir. The first idea is humility and the idea of Hashem expressing concern. And then the second point of Yosef's encounter is trying to feed Paro's ego by demonstrating that Paro is really in control and never really mentioning himself, same similar humility and feeding Paro's ego. He says ish navon v'chacham. He doesn't say pick me. He doesn't say I am that person. He's just planting an idea in Paro's head, and he's feeding his ego while he does that. So the second element of the psychology behind Yosef's encounter is feeding Paro's ego. And again, pulling himself out of the equation, making it seem like whoever the person that will be in charge is not really in charge. It's really Paro that's in charge. And of course, a king wants to know that. He wants to hear that. Any king wants to hear that he's in control, he's in power. And Yosef's just expressing that. And the Ksav HaKabbalah in source number 10 kind of hints to this idea also. He mentioned a little different point, but he hints to this idea. And he says, Yere Faro, Yase Paro, Paro should do. Imparo yafked pekidim b'habari yetachas yaparo. So if Paro was the one who's going to set up the overseers to collect, and all the food was going to be under Paro's hand, matzorech ala isha navon. Why do you need this person, this isha navon? Meaning, you see from the Ksav HaKabbalah that, I mean, we answered that. We're saying that Yosef is treating Paro, showing Paro, or giving him some ego and feeding his ego this way, and he's putting it in Paro's hands. But the Ksav HaKabbalah is asking, why was there a need for an Isha Navon? V'yomru ha-mefarshim yase Paro, mashe zacharti tchila, shiyashis ha-ish ha-navon al kol eretz mitzrayim, shiyah ish ha-navon yafkid pekidim, v'hu yikach ha-chomesh min ha-tvuos. So basically he's saying that Paro should set up a person who sets up the overseers. V'yikbitzu v'yitzbru chozer al-pekudim. And that's going on the overseers who are going to collect everything. V'nirali lahosif al devrayim. So I want to add something. The Ksav HaKabbalah says, Acharesha milas yere kan meshuna hi mikol chaverov b'nekudo v'tamo. So he says the word yere is a different expression in this part of the Torah than every other place. Shebekulam hanagina mil el v'chan mil ra. So one difference is, he says that usually it's yere and not yere. So the pronunciation is on the end, the mil ra, not the mil el, the first part in this case. Usually it's on the first part. V'chulam aresh b'shalosh nekudos v'chan tsruya. So usually it's three nekudos, and here it's two. Yere. Lachen ledaiti in lefarish yere inyan bechira v'ratzon kimo yira lehose. So he wants to say that it doesn't mean a choice, that a person's choosing. Rather, he says, v'kamo b'chol makom asher tira shepirish yivchar v'yachbots Usually it means to choose and to desire. Avahu inyan hashgacha v'simas lev al adavar. It means concentration, intervention, and concentrating on this. Kamo ein mi roenu. Roas kol ma'uma biyado. Nachzaron. That's the parenthesis. Skip that. V'hu kan pol yotze. It's active, going out. V'tam yere faro ish navon. Ha'ish andavon v'chacham yase paro l'roa u'mashgiach. He's saying to Paro that Paro should make this person into a roa and a mashgiach, a person who's an influencer and a person who sees. Ki gevia sachomesh mikol tvuos ulekayim atvua shelotirkov besimas davar hamakayim osa betiva. So collecting all the tvua and also making sure that it doesn't rot. Ulenahal kol eretz mitzrayim lefi ataf losses lehem kedecha yusam limkar moser laratzos acheros beofan lasof osher mamon lefaro, and also to support Mitzrayim and also sell the extra for money. Hinei kol ele afshi yasu eidei pekidim, even if overseers could do all this, ha'omdim tachas memshelas ha'ish navon, even though the overseers can do this, who work underneath this ish navon, davar echrechi hu b'li safek shel yaseh pekidim kol ele karatzon levavam. It can't be that you just give the overseers their own power. Ava min ha'echrech li yosaleh mashkiach echad klali. Yosef was indicating that you can't just have overseers without an individual who controls them and who's seeing what they're doing. Asher yitin ayin hashgachaso al kol prate and yanim ha'ele, shiyasu be'itam karoi v'al seder anachon. You need an overseer. You need somebody in charge. And Yosef is indicating that to Paro. V'zeu ha'tachlis ha'mechuvan be'emes bismanus ha'ish anavon. That's the purpose of setting up this ish anavon. V'alze amar yere faro ish klomar paro yaseu l'roa u'mashkiach. That Paro should make somebody able to watch over these pekidim and make sure that everything is being run smoothly. Okay, so the Ksav HaKabbalah is giving an explanation for Yera. He's saying Yera doesn't just mean appoint somebody, but Yosef is showing Paro the need for this person, the need for this position. It's not just accidental, but there's a real need for a person to make sure that this operation runs smoothly. But again, kind of secondary to the main point of the shir, is how Yosef is going about expressing to Paro this idea. He's expressing it in a way where he's feeding his ego and he's planting an idea in Paro's mind that there would be a benefit to an overseer. There would be a tremendous benefit to a person in charge. But he's doing it in a way where he takes himself out of it. He says, "Ish navon v'chacham." So again, he's trying to play to Paro's leadership in a situation in a more psychological manner. So in the last part of this year, in source number 11, we see how some of the tactics that Yosef used really expressed themselves in the response of Paro to this whole situation. We see how it worked. So it says, "Vayomer Paro l'avadav hanimtzach hazeh ish asher ruach Elokim bo." So the first thing that's interesting is that Paro says to his servants, "Can you find somebody like this who has ruach Elokim bo, who has the spirit of Hashem within him?" So it's a funny thing. We said before that Paro really wasn't a believer in Hashem, but yet here he's expressing Ruach Elokim. So I think you see from these psukim that Yosef's approach had an effect on Paro, because Paro himself is recognizing God. He's recognizing Ruach Elokim. He's recognizing the humility of Yosef, and he's expressing it in his choice of Yosef. He's saying Ruach Elokim bo. So we see that Yosef's tactic and the way he encountered Paro worked. And then he keeps going. He says, "Vayomer Paro al Yosef, he says that once Hashem showed you all this information, there is nobody that is discerning and as wise as you." So again, Paro, it's weird. Paro is making reference to Hashem, Elokim. So it seems like the purpose of the psukim, the pshat, is that it's showing you that Yosef's tactics worked. And he even uses the same lashon, in navon v'chacham kamocha. He's using the same lashon. You see that Yosef's, I wouldn't say manipulation, but Yosef's tactic or strategy worked with regard to Paro. Because he's saying, Ruach Elokim bo, a pagan, an idolater, is saying, Ruach Elokim bo, and he says, Vayomer Paro Yosef, Achrei Odi Elokim Oschaz Kozos. He's recognizing Hashem. So Paro liked it. He liked all these aspects of Yosef. And the Ramban says, V'tam HaNimtza Kezeh, in source number 12, V'avur Shehaya Ivri, V'heim Snuei Nefesh HaMitriyim. So because Yosef was a Jew, there was an Ivri, and the Mitzrayim hated Ivrim. Lo yochlu magam lo yischabri mohem. The Mitzrayim never would encounter, and they wouldn't touch anything or eat with them. They wouldn't join with the Jews. Ki tamim heim etzlam. The Jews were considered defiled. Tame. Al kein lo ratza lim noso mishneh below reshusam. That's why Paro asked his servants if this was a good idea. V'lachin ulachach omar lahem shlo yimtsu mitri kamo. And therefore, Paro says, there's no mitri like him. Ki ruach elokim bo. Ruach elokim is within him. V'acharei shahodu. Then his servants agreed that Yosef was unique. Amar li Yosef, acharei odil elokim, oschatz kozos. Ki me'asher ya pisron tov. V'nachon be'enei Paro v'nei avadav. Hayu be'neim ki ilu kfar ba kol kemosha pasar lahem. So once the interpretation took place, so Paro and his servants, they treated it as if it already happened. It was so real to them. But what is the idea? The idea is that Yosef had to overcome a natural inherent bias against him by the Mitzrayim, but he was able to overcome it. And you see that Paro, so there is definitely Hashgacha in this story, but you see that there's also psychology, and Paro is, the way he was able to overcome it is by expressing these ideas, the idea of humility, the idea of the concept that Hashem cares about you, and feeding Paro's ego. And you see that expressed in the Psukim. And then the last part is in source number 11, Pasuk Mem through Mem Vav. So look how Paro responds again. It says, Ata tiyal besi valpicha yishak kol ami rak hakisei egdal mimeka. So Paro says to Yosef, you're going to be in charge. The only thing, the only throne that's above you is mine. Vayomer Paro Yosef, re'ina sati oscha al kol eretz Mitzrayim. So Paro says to Yosef, I'm placing you upon all of Egypt. Vayasar Paro is tabato me'al yado, vayitein osal yad Yosef, vayobesho so begdeshesh, vayasem revira zo avat tzavaro. So Paro gives him his ring, he gives him nice clothes and a gold chain. Vayarkav oso b'merkeves ha-mishneh asher lo, vayikru lo fanav avrech v'nason oso al kol eretz Mitzrayim. And he put him in his second chariot, the second-in-command chariot, and they would all call in front of him avrech, and he placed him on Mitzrayim. I'll call Eretz Mitzrayim. He was a leader over all of Eretz Mitzrayim. So look at Rashi over here. Look at Rashi in source number 13 on Pasuk Mem. It says, Yishak, Yitzon, Yitzparnes. So Paro says that Yosef's going to be in charge of feeding the people of Mitzrayim. And then it says, Rak hakisei shiu korinli melech. So that's interesting. So Paro says, only my throne, that people will call me melech. They won't call you melech. Kisei lashon shal mlucha kemo vayigdels kiso mikisei Adonai HaMelech. So he says to Yosef, in Yosef's appointment, he says to Yosef that you're going to be second in command to me, rak hakisei egdal mimeka, but I'll still be king. So Paro's noting to Yosef exactly what Yosef sensed, which is that Paro needed to feel like he was number one, that he couldn't feel threatened by Yosef, and he's expressing to Yosef constantly, I'm going to be king. I think we see the same idea by Achashverosh and similar type of personality trait by Achashverosh and Haman. And Rashi in source number 14, he says the same thing on Mem Dalet. Pasuk Mem Dalet says, Vayomer Paro el Yosef, Paro el Yosef, ani Paro, I am Paro, v'ladecha lo yarim ishes yado v'esraglo b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. And look at Rashi, source number 14, ani Paro, sheyesh yecholes b'yadi ligzor gzeros al machlusi. I have the ability to decree on my kingdom. Nobody can raise their hand to you except for above you. Without your permission. Dover Acher, the other interpretation is Ani Paro, Ani Ayamelech, I will be king, uviladecha, vizo dugmas rak hakise. It's a similar idea of Tarak Hakise. I mean, Paro has to keep emphasizing the idea that he's king. That even though he's setting up Yosef as in control of the situation, Paro is ultimately king, and he's expressing that through Rak Hakisei Egdal Mimeka, and also in the end he says Ubiladecha Ani Paro. He says I'm Paro, meaning don't confuse yourself with me. You're still going to be important. You'll be in charge, but I am Paro. I am the king. So again, we see Paro's insecurity in this situation that he needed to feel and he needed it to be expressed that he's king and Yosef is not king. Even though Yosef was appointed to be second in command, it had to be clear, recognizable, that his position was secondary to Paro. And then ultimately, we see at the very end how it worked out for Yosef. So look at the very end. It says in Mem He and Mem Vav, Vayikra Paro Shem Yosef Tafnas Paneach, Vayiten Lo Es Osnas Bas Potifera Kohen On Leisha, Vayite Yosef Al Eret Mitzrayim. So Paro gave Yosef a nickname, and he called him Tafnas Paneach. And he gave him Osnas as a wife, the daughter of Potiphar. Yosef ben Shloshim Shana be'amdo lifnei paro melech Mitzrayim. Ba'yitzei Yosef lifnei paro v'yavor b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. And Yosef was 30 years old at the time, and he was this great leader in Mitzrayim. So it's interesting. Look in source number 15, Avreich. We saw that before. Avreich. Why do they call him Avreich? So Avreich is who? Av lemelech. He's the father of the king. Kedarmina lo racha v'lo bar racha. He's not the king. He's not the son of the king. Racha means king, like a reich. Avreich. The zehu va'yisimenu lo'av lefaro. Klomar av lemelech. He was like a father, a provider for the king. Ki faro lashon melech kemoshi pirashi l'mala av sar letzorech hamelech. That Yosef was viewed by others as a tsar, as a servant, as an officer of the melech, of the king. So we see that this all worked out for Yosef because vayikru lefanav avreich is that the people perceived him as a person who was willing to do anything for the melech, as a tsar letzorech hamelech. So Yosef was trying to impress upon Paro the idea of his humility, that he wasn't at all a threat to Paro's leadership, that he was loyal to Paro, and it's expressed maybe perhaps through the Hashgacha, but how people perceived him. They say Avreich. They never treat him like he's the same as Paro. They always say, you're the provider, you're the tsar of Paro, you're the one who's going to serve Paro. So the people's view and perspective of Yosef was part of the plan, the end of the plan. And then ultimately, Paro names him Tzafnas Paneach. And Rashi says, many of the Mefarshim don't know what Tzafnas Paneach mean. They say it's an Egyptian word. But Rashi says, Tzafnas Paneach Mefarish HaTzvunos, Mein Lefaneach Timyon B'mikro. He says that Yosef, his nickname was, Yosef was able to explain that which is hidden, Tzafun. So the idea of Yosef is nicknamed by Paro, and his nickname is tied to the event of the Chalomos, because the event of the Chalomos were that Yosef interpreted that which was hidden, and Yosef's nickname is now tied to the event that Yosef, the event that made Yosef into this, or put Yosef in this position in the first place, the event which expressed Yosef's admiration for Paro and his ability to be humble and not threaten Paro. So the idea of Paro nicknaming Yosef Tnaftas Paneach is to demonstrate how Paro perceived Yosef as well, that he perceived Yosef the same way he perceived him when Yosef interpreted his dreams. And he nicknames him Tnaftas Paneach as a reflection of the fact that he's constantly aware of Yosef's service to him when he interpreted his dreams. And that's how he's viewing Yosef. So I think that I'm going to go through the shir just quickly, but I think the main point of the shir is to show you through the psukim, the pshat, and some of the mefarshim, that on the one hand there was hashgacha, it definitely wasn't natural, but on the other hand, hachacham ina berusha, when a person's a chacham, they have to think about ways they're going to interact with people. And Yosef here, he strategized in his encounter with Paro, and ultimately it was successful. So let's just go back. I'll just summarize. So there's really three parts to the strategy of Yosef. The first part was the initial impression. And the initial impression is that Yosef is expressing humility, that he's not the Chacham. And also, aside from that, he's showing Paro that Hashem loves him, that Hashem is concerned with him, which feeds Paro's ego. The second part of the plan was pure feeding Paro's ego. Yasa Paro v'yafkid pekidim al ha'aretz, that Paro is going to be in charge. Even though Yosef is recommending that somebody else be in charge, he's putting it in Paro's control. It's all in Paro's hands, and he plants an idea in Paro's mind that there would be a tremendous benefit to having somebody in control, somebody that could make sure that all this runs smoothly and can make Paro as much money as possible. And then the last idea in the shir is how we see how it plays out in reality. That Paro, you see that Paro uses the term Ruach Elokim, Eis Asher Hodi Elokim Oschas Chozos. So you see that Yosef, his reference to Hashem worked, and it affected Paro's decision making. But ultimately, we see the insecurity of Paro, that he says Rak Hakisei Ekdal Mimeka Ani Faro. He's constantly alluding to Yosef, that even though Yosef had power, his power was not even close to Paro's power. And ultimately, Paro and the people are able to see Yosef as a trusted, loyal leader, but a trusted, loyal servant of the king of Paro. The people see it because they call him Avreich, which means Sar Shalom Melech. So they looked at him and they viewed him and they constantly referred to him as Avreich, that he was Sar Litzorech HaMelech, that he was just there to provide for the king. And the second is in Paro's way that he nicknames him. He nicknames him in a way where it reflects the interpretation of Yosef, of his dreams, Tafas Paneach, Mefarish Atzvunos. So he's constantly being reminded of Yosef's position to him, Yosef's advice to him, and Yosef's benefit to him. So that's how it plays out in the end, psychologically. All right? Okay, so... Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Why did Yosef want to have this position in the first place?
It could be, it's a great question. There's, it could be the ideas, the dreams that he sensed that from his own dreams, from by earlier in Vayeshev, when he had the dreams about how the brothers were going to bow down to him, he sensed that this would be the possibility, or this is how it was going to work out. So it could be that that's the possibility that that Yosef sensed, you know? So maybe that's why. Maybe Yosef sensed how Lashgacha was going to work out, that his brothers were going to bow down to him. So he took advantage of the situation, and he planned it out in advance. But I don't think these things, on the one hand, there's strategy, but and also there's Ashkacha. But on the other hand, I don't think it's pure strategy. I mean, this was Yosef's personality. He was an Anav. So it's on the one hand, I'm showing you how the psychology actually worked out. And the Ramban says, HaChacham Eina Barosho, which is an idea that a Chacham plans out based on his prediction of the future. But on the other hand, I think it's also, these are all natural representations of Yosef as well, that he wasn't just playing a part. But this was him. He was a humble person. He did really believe that Hashem was ultimately in control and was the one who gave him his wisdom. But I'm just showing you how it worked out, that it's like a combination of factors, that on the one hand it's Hashgacha, on the other hand it's the psychology, and also the expression of Yosef's natural personality also is a good in terms of achieving this success. All right, great. Everybody have a happy Hanukkah. Thank you. Have a good Shabbos too. Happy Hanukkah.